and his eyes betrayed him. Brown dog's eyes, a setter's eyes, pointing mournfully towards Bond Street. "Excuse me," a voice said, "aren't you Wilson?" He looked up at a middle-aged man, in the inevitable khaki shorts, with a drawn face the colour of hay.
Yes, that's me. May I join you? My name's Harris.
Delighted, Mr. Harris.
You're the new accountant at the UAC?
That's me.
Have a drink?
Have a lemon squash, if you don't mind. Can't drink in the middle of the day. The Indian rose from his table and approached with deference. You remember me, Mr. Harris? Perhaps you would tell your friend, Mr. Harris, of my talents. Perhaps he would like to read my letters of recommendation. The grubby sheaf of envelopes was always in his hand. The leaders of society.
Be off! Beat it, you old scoundrel, Harris said.
How did you know my name? Wilson asked.
I saw it on a cable. I'm a cable censor, Harris said. What a job, what a place.
I can see from here, Mr. Harris, that your fortune has changed considerably. If you would step with me for a moment into the bathroom,